This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Rezazi, welcoming you to a new episode of the Stories of the Prophets. This is episode number 2. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. MashaAllah, Sister Yashmin, she's always the first one to log in, always. MashaAllah, la quwwati illa billah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Aywa. Here we go. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya hello, marhaba. Ya ahlan wa marhaban. Ready to rock, MashaAllah, Sister Yashmin. Always, number one. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. From Vancouver, I know. I know where you're from, I know Vancouver. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Ya marhaba bilayla. Ya marhaba ahlan wa sahlan. Marhaban, everybody. Ahlan wa sahlan. All of you, may Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair for joining in. Ya hala wa marhaba, ahlan, ahlan. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Brothers and sisters from Facebook as well, they're here. And those on... How's the sound, so, by the way? How's the sound on Instagram today? How is the sound on Instagram today? Is it all right? The sound on Instagram, is it good? Is it all right? The sound on Instagram? Awesome, mashallah, alhamdulillah, Allahumma lakal hamd. Thalika fadlun min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right, so bismillah walhamdulillah, ahlan wa marhaban, ahlan Dayan, ahlan Mariana, ahlan Nadia, ahlan wa sahlan, ahlan Rikazawa, I don't know if that's correct, ahlan Munazza, ahlan Saadiya, ahlan. Ya ahlan monamoon, monamour, monamoon, ahlan wa marhaban. All of you, may Allah bless you all. This is episode number 2. Number 2 of the Stories of the Prophets. This is a new series which we started yesterday. And today, inshallah ta'ala, is session number 2. Today, we'll officially start with the I call it the beginning. The very beginning. The very, very beginning. So... let me just give maybe a few seconds for more people to join so that we can start and dig into it, inshallah ta'ala. If you want to take some notes, that would be amazing. If you want to take some notes, it will be surely amazing because there'll be a lot of beautiful information today. Very interesting information today. Today it'll be an interesting session, inshallah. Ya hala wa marhaba, ahlan binawal, ahlan marhaban wa alaikum assalam. Wa alaikum assalam, the Moroccan connection. There's only one guy missing, Yasin Rice. And then we will have the Rifi connection. Ahlan Hafiz Mughal. Ahlan Rasmalai. Rasmalai. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Welcome, welcome, doctor. Ahlan. How's Suleiman and how are the kids doing? How's Nusayba? How's everyone doing? Ya hello, marhaba. Ahlan, ahlan. Ahlan, ya ahlan. Ya ahlan wa marhaban. Ya ahlan wa marhaban. Alhamdulillah al salama. Ya al qayyim ni safar. Wahshatna al ibtisama. Ahlan Fatima Karib. Allahu Akbar, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. I want to let you know that I know these sisters are present. She's Yashmin, she's there, Tasneem, she's there, and Fatima, she's there. Another sister connection right there. So another Canadian connection, you know, mashallah. Mo'nisha, she is home, mashallah. May Allah bless you all. So sisters and brothers, Zakum Lachel for joining. Zakum Lachel for joining. This is session number 2 of the Stories of the Prophets. Yesterday we were with the introduction about the importance of learning about the stories of the prophets, and today inshallah ta'ala we will start from the very beginning from the prophets. No, we will start from before earth. We will start way before earth. We'll start before the samawat, before the heavens, before the beginning itself. Not from the beginning, we will start from before the beginning, where there was no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. He created the heavens and earth in 6 days. And what's in between? So this is something interesting here. Allah Azza wa Jal created the heavens and earth and what's in between? Yani there's something in between the heavens and the earth. The samawat, the skies that you see. You know, this sky that you see, there's seven skies. And then we'll talk more about this. You know, the sky is what's in between. Because the Prophet Muhammad was asked this question, narrated by Ibn Abbas. Ya Rasulullah, he says, between the earth and the sky, you know, is the distance of 500 years. Between the first sky and the second sky is a distance of 500 years. And between the second sky and the third sky is the distance of 500 years. And between the third and fourth and fifth, again, another distance of 500 years. And between the fifth and sixth sky is the different is the distance of 500 years. And between the sixth and the seventh is, again, another distance of 500 years. And then the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, and above the seventh sky, there is an ocean. Allahu Akbar, an ocean? An ocean? Yes. Above the seventh sky, there is an ocean. Between the top of the ocean to the bottom of the ocean is the distance of 500 years. And then above that is the throne of Allah. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the magnitude of that throne. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, He created the heavens and earth and what's in between in 6 days, and His throne was above and then he ascended on his throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will talk about that throne, by the way. Prophet Muhammad was asked this question. What question? He was asked this question. Hadith is in Sahih al-Tirmidhi. It's a good hadith, Hassan, hadith and Hassan. The hadith says, the question says, Ya Rasulullah, where was our Lord before He created His creation? So listen to the question. The question is, where was Allah before He created His creation? Where was He? This was a question that the Prophet was asked. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith, reported by Tirmidhi, and it's a Hassan hadith. Do you want to know, brothers and sisters? Brother Hafiz, do you want to know? Sister Lulam, Rauba, welcome. Do you want to know? Where was Allah before He created His creation? Yulowede. I don't know, man. I always have problem, you know, pronouncing your last name. Yulowede. Because, you know, in Nigeria, you have to sing the name. Just like in South Africa, you have to sing the name. Yulowede. I think this is how it is, right? I don't know how it's, how, you know, but... You guys want to know, huh? Ahlan wa marhaban. Ahlan wa marhaban. All right. Yululuwede. Ahlan wa marhaban. Ahlan. So you guys want to know? Because the question was, where was Allah? Ya marhaba ibn Nasima. Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome, welcome. Sharafti, sharafti. Where was Allah before He created His creations? So here's the answer to that. The answer is, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he was asked that question, he says, he was above the clouds. Where? He was above the clouds, below which was air, and above which was air and water. Let me repeat. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam su'il, ayna kana rabbuna qabla an yakhlaq Allah as-samawati wal-ard? Ayna kana rabbuna? Where was our Lord before He created the heavens and earth? The Prophet Muhammad says, "Kana fi ama." In Arabic, "Kana fi ama." He was below. He was above. He was above the clouds, below which was air, and above which was air and water. And He created His throne upon water. So Allah's throne is created above water. Allah's throne is created above the ocean, above water. But here's the thing. I want you to pay very close attention to this hadith, because it talks to us and it will explain to us what Allah created first from His creations. So again, the Prophet was asked, Ya Rasulullah, where was Allah before He created the heavens and earth? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he was above the clouds, below which was air, and above which was air and water. And then he created his throne upon water. And then he created his throne upon water. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad, he also reported this hadith, and also Tirmidhi. Hadith narrated by Ubadah ibn Samit. Listen to this hadith very carefully, because we're talking about the very, very beginning, before the prophets, before the earth, before the heavens, before the angels, before the jinn, before anything. What was there? It was Allah. So Ubadah ibn Samit, he narrates that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked this question. Inna awwala, that the Prophet Muhammad says, Inna awwala ma khalaqa Allahu al-qalam. Al-qalam. Thumma qala lahu ktub. Fajra fi dhalika bima huwa ka'in ila yawm al-qiyamah. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam says, verily, the first of what Allah has created was the pen. He said to it, write. So the pen wrote what it will be forever, until the end of time. This is interesting. Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet Muhammad says that verily, the first of what Allah has created is the pen. So he created the pen, and he told the pen to write. So the pen wrote. Of course, he wrote what Allah Azza wa Jal has told him to write. He wrote where? In another hadith, in the protected scrolls, Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. Things that were to happen until the end of time, the pen started writing, and Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, was telling the pen what to write. But the thing is, my brothers and sisters, I don't want you to imagine how this pen looks like. Does this pen look like our pen? No. Allahu A'lam. We say Allahu A'lam. Only Allah knows. But Allah created the pen. But here's the other question. The other question is, the hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created pen first and told the pen to write. So the pen wrote that which to happen until the end of time. But in this other hadith, which is reported by Muslim, I want you to pay very close attention, because you may get confused. And I'm going to ask you a question, and those who know the answer may get something nice. So listen up. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Remember the first hadith, which is in Sahih al-Tirmidhi. It's a good hadith. Yani it is not weak. It's good. That the very thing that Allah created is the pen. But then there is another hadith in Sahih Muslim. That the Prophet Muhammad, in hadith in Sahih Muslim, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-As, he narrates that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said, كتب الله المقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة وكان عرشه على الماء. والله أكبر سبحان الله. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed, you know, the decrees, his divine decrees, that which will happen. Allah Azza wa Jalla has decreed everything. How long? 50,000 years before the creation of the earth and the skies. And his throne is above water. So here's the thing here, sisters and brothers. When the pen was writing, the throne was already there. Do you see what I'm saying? The throne was already there. But the other hadith says that the very first thing that Allah created is the pen. Now the question arises, what was created first? The pen or the throne? Right? We have two hadiths here. Or three even. The first hadith that talks about, you know, where was Allah? Okay, we talked about that. And then the second hadith that talks about that the pen was created first. And Allah told the pen to write. So the pen wrote that which to happen until the end of time. Then hadith number three that talks about the maqadir. That Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, he decreed his divine decrees 50,000 years before the creation of the skies and earth, the heavens and earth. 50,000 years, and his throne was on water. So the question that arises again is, what was created first? The throne or the pen? Who knows the answer to that one? Here's another hadith reported by Bukhari. I'll give you another hadith, number four, by Bukhari, narrated by Imran ibn Husayn. He said, we came to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, and we asked him some questions. Some people came to the Prophet and asked him some questions. And the first question was, or the question that they asked him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, what was the beginning? What was in this beginning? The beginning of the beginning. The beginning, you know, we know the end of time. So the beginning of time, what was it? Then the Prophet Muhammad says, Kana Allah. Kana Allah. What was there first? Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah. And his throne was on water. وَكَانَ عَرْشُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. His throne was on water. So now, some are saying the throne was created first. But we have that hadith that says that verily, the first of what Allah has created is the pen. The hadith is clear. You know, Layla, that's a Moroccan way of coming out from the khilaf. The Moroccan way, or the Muslim way, or the Arabi way. The Arabi way, let's just put it the Arabi way. Whenever there is a confusion or khilaf, we say the scholars, they have a disagreement. There's this discrepancy between the scholars. I like that. There's discrepancy between the scholars of what was created first. I'll tell you the answer. Who wants to know the answer? Who wants to know the answer? Hafiz Mughal, Lula Rob, Mariana, Munazza, Layla, Karima, Nawal, all of you. Who wants to know the answer to my question? Because I have the answer, inshallah ta'ala. Huh? Mu'nisa, who wants to know the answer? Nadu. Nadu Sultana. Light spread. Uh-huh. You guys want to know the answer? Tayyib. It's too early for a cliffhanger, isn't it? Anyways. Allah Azza wa Jal created the throne first. The throne was there first. But from the creation of this world, Allah created the pen first. You see that? From above, from the heavens, Allah created the throne first. But from the creation of this world, of this dunya, Allah Azza wa Jalla created the pen first. So the first is the throne, because that's something that is only known by Allah Azza wa Jalla. But the pen, it is something known to us from this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this dunya created before. You know, this dunya has trees, this dunya has oceans, this dunya has birds, this dunya has rocks, has pebbles, has things, right? But from this dunya, from this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the pen first. Things that we know. But from him, Allah azza wa jalla created the throne first. In terms of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was created first and when? That gave you goosebumps. It gave me, imagine me researching this hadith and, you know, and researching it and taking notes. It gave me more than goosebumps, right? Give me big ones. Na'am. Listen, hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and also Imam Muslim. Hadith very sahih. Very sahih. Look, this is called Aran Glish. Very sahih. This hadith is very sahih. Aran Glish. We call it Aranglish. It's the mixture of Arabi and English. So combining them together, it's called Aranglish. So very sahih. This hadith I'm mentioning now is very sahih. Very sound and authentic. That the Prophet Muhammad, hadith narrated by Abu Huraira. That the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, أخذ رسول الله بيدي. The Prophet took hold of my hand and said, أخذ رسول الله بيدي. يعني the Prophet took the hand of Abu Huraira one day and he told him. فقال خلق الله البشرية يوم السبت. خلق الله البشرية يوم السبت. وخلق الجبال يوم الأحد. وخلق الشجر يوم الاثنين.
وخلق المكروه يعني الأداء يوم الثلاثاء وخلق النور يوم الأربعاء وخلق الدواب يوم الخميس وخلق آدم بعد عصر يوم الجمعة. الله أكبر. Really? يعني Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're there. نعم. Allah has created the time. Even time, Allah created the time. So the Prophet Muhammad says, when he says, Abu Huraira, he narrates that the Prophet took off my hand and he told me, Allah the Exalted, he created the earth on Saturday. So he created the earth on Saturday and then the mountains on Sunday. So first the earth and then the mountains on Sunday and then the trees on Monday. Oh, Monday. Monday's a good day. The trees on Monday and then the makruh, the dislike things on Tuesday. Don't dislike Tuesday. But Allah created the makruh. You know what makruh is? Makruh are things that are disliked. He created them on Tuesday. And then the light, the nur, He created the nur on Wednesday. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spread out animals, the creation of animals, the dawab of all kinds on Thursday. Allahu Akbar. He created all that on Thursday. And then He created Adam after Asr of Friday. The last hour, this is subhanAllah, why this dua, this amazing hadith of the Prophet that says in Friday, the last hour of Friday, there is an hour. If you were to make dua on that hour, Allah will answer that dua on Friday. So Allah, the Prophet Muhammad says that Adam was created after Asr, the last hour of Friday, on Friday. So Allah created the earth on Saturday. Allah created the mountains on Sunday. Allah Azza wa Jalla created the trees on Monday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the makruh, the disliked things, on Tuesday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the nur, the light, on Wednesday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, you know, and spread out the animals of all kinds on Thursday. And then created Adam on after Asr on the day of Friday. Hadith reported by Muslim. يعني you cannot say hadith has any weakness in it. It cannot have any weakness because right after the Quran, in terms of authenticity, comes Bukhari and Muslim. So this hadith is very authentic. There is no discrepancy about the authenticity of this hadith. My question to all of you, my brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal could have said to all these things that He has created is be and it is. Right? Kun fayakun. Be and it is. Why He has to create the earth on Saturday? Why Allah Azza wa Jal created the mountains on Sunday? Why Allah created the trees on Monday? Why Allah created, you know, the makruh on Tuesday? Why? Yani Allah could have said be and it is, but why? Why? He wanted to show the angels His power and might. Rikazawa. Rikazawa. You know this Rikazawa? In Moroccan, it sounds like a Susi Rifi song. You know, this Rikazawa. I'm sorry, your name, your avatar. Rikazawa. In Moroccan, it sounds like a Shalh, you know, Rifi name. Rikazawa. 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 This is how it sounds, right? But you're absolutely right. He wants to show the angels His power and might. Because He has not even created the angels. Well, yes, He created the angels because we're going to talk about the creation of the angels. Naam, to show His power, His might, to show, to tell us about, you know, deliverance and to tell us about patience, to tell us about that things may take time. Absolutely, all perfectly correct. Although Allah Azza wa Jal could have said, be and it is. Be and it is. But to teach us, you know, many, many, many things. So my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam after Asr on Friday. We'll talk more about Adam alayhi salam. But before Adam, brothers and sisters, before Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels. Allah created the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 5. Ash-Shura, verse number 5. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنْ تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنَّ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the heavens almost break from above them. The heavens almost break from above them, and the angels, they exult with his praise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. The angels. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he created these angels before he created Adam. And how are these angels? How did he create Allah Azza wa Jalla, these angels? We said that Allah Azza wa Jalla created the nur. When did he create the nur? On Wednesday. And the angels are created from nur. And after the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn. This is in Surah, this is all I'm talking about here is from the Quran. In Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then he created Adam, the son of Adam, right? So the angels first, the jinn next, and then the son of Adam, you know, last. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Rahman, خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. One more time. خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجن من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. What surah is this? What surah is this? You all know it. You all know it. Everybody knows it. All the Pakistanis, Indians, Bangladeshis, they love the surah. They all love it. What surah is this? Huh? Hafiz Mughal? What surah is this? Guys, you know it. Come on. Surah Al-Rahman, Shazia. Of course, Surah Al-Rahman, Mu'nisa. Come on. This is a no-brainer. Yasin al-Rais! Yasin al-Rais! Ay warika zawa, ya warika zawa. Okay, yes. Surah Al-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he created the insan. He created the insan from this clay of pot, from clay, like the clay of pot. Clay. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth before that. Remember in the hadith that Allah Azza wa Jalla created earth on Saturday. So earth was there. And this will come in handy in our explanation on how Adam was created. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, insan, man was created from earth, from this clay, like the clay of pot. And then al-jan, Allah Azza wa Jalla created al-jan, yani the jinn, from smokeless flame of fire. So al-insan, our insan is created from clay, and then al-jan was created, or jinn is created from the flame of fire, smokeless flame of fire. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 27, Al-Hijr 27, وَالْجَنَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. وَالْجَنَّ, and the jinn was created before what? Before man. So the jinn was created before man. So my brothers and sisters, the angels first, the jinn next, then the son of Adam third. This is in terms of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Iblis, Shaitan, Iblis, was amongst the angels. He was not from the angels, but he was jinn. Yani from the jinn, from the shaitan. But he wasn't Shaitan at the time. He was Iblis. But he used to live with the angels. You would see the story of how that all happened. He used to live with the angels. In hadith narrated by Ibn Umar and Ibn Abbas, كانت الجن قبل آدم بألفي عام. Allahu Akbar. Say that again. Yes, I'll say it again. The Prophet Muhammad says, Al-Jinn were before son of Adam, before Adam, 2,000 years. Yani the creation of Jinn were before the creation of Adam, 2,000 years before. Then came the creation of Al-Insan. They lived, this Jinn, when Allah created them, they lived on earth. They did not live in the heavens like the angels. They lived on earth. Earth was created. They lived on earth. As they lived on earth, they cause chaos. They cause a lot of chaos and corruption. And they started killing one another and caused a lot of bloodshed. All I'm saying here, my brothers and sisters, will come in handy to the explanation of when Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to create Adam. So I'm not saying things in vain. I want you to follow the sequence of how I'm narrating the stories to you, inshallah ta'ala, okay? Because everything will make sense. When Allah created the jinn before Adam, before the son of Adam, they did not live in the heavens, because the angels, they lived in the heavens, and the angels are from nur, from light. So what happened, sisters and brothers? This jinn caused corruption on earth amongst each other. And bloodshed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them angels, soldiers from the angels, to defeat them in a huge battle, to defeat them and push them away to the oceans. This is all in hadith, sahih. In oceans. And al-juzur, yani juzur are islands. And this is where they live until today. When these angels were causing mischief on earth and corruption and bloodshed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them soldiers from the angels who fought them and pushed them away into the oceans and into the juzur. Into the juzur, yani juzur means islands, yani far away. Until today. The angels, and I'm going to come back to that. The angels, my brothers and sisters. These angels, how are they? These angels, there's so many angels. And these angels, they all have different roles. Or they play different roles. There are certain angels. There's an angel who's responsible about the rain. And that angel is called Quiz. Nasima, Humaira, Amy, all of you, Shazia. Here's the quiz. There's an angel who is responsible about the rain. What's the name of that angel? Don't ask Google. You'll be too late. Don't ask Google. If you know. Milail? Mikael. Layla. Mumtaz. Shazia. You meant to say Mikael. Nah, Mikael. Mikaela? Mikaela? Not Mikaela. Mikael. Mikael. Mikaela is when you recite the Quran. You know, Mikael. Mikael. And there is an angel, yeah, each angel has its own role. There are certain angels, this is their job. They go to the mosque. And then they stay outside of the mosque with their scrolls, writing down the names of the people who come to the masjid on a Friday. As soon as the imam stands for the khutbah, the angels, they close their, you know, notebooks, their books, their scrolls, and they come and they sit and they listen to the khutbah. Allahu Akbar. Hadith sahih. Hadith sahih. These angels are, this is the only job. That's all they do. They come to the masjid on Friday, having their scrolls, writing down the names of the people who come to the masjid. As soon as the imam stands for the khutbah, they close their scrolls and they sit. Yani those who come in late, they're not written in their scrolls. I mentioned this in my khutbahs many, many times. Those who come late on Friday, they will get the ajr of the Friday, but they're not written on the scrolls of those special angels. Inna lillahi malaika. Allah has angels. Fuddal. Honored. The Prophet Muhammad described the angels who carry the throne of Allah. There are eight of them, those who are carrying the throne of Allah. There are eight of them. He says, between the lobe of their ears to their shoulders is the distance between the heavens and earth. These are the angels of who are, you know, holding and carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing angels. If this is his distance between his ear and his shoulder, the distance between the heavens and earth, five, you know, how about his head, and how about his arm, and how about his legs, how about the one who created him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are angels. Alhamdulillahi fatir as-samawati wal-ardi ja'ilil malaikati rusulan. جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء. الله أكبر. الله عز وجل says he praised him. There is no one who can praise Allah more than Allah. He says الحمد لله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض. الحمد لله, the creator of the heavens and earth, and the one who makes these angels, those with wings, مثنى وثلاثة ورباع, in pairs, threes or fours, or some who have more than four wings. Some have two wings, some have three wings, some have four wings. Jibril alayhi salam has 600 wings. Jibril alayhi salam has 600 wings. These are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then came Adam. The story of Adam. Why Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam? By the way, sisters and brothers, do you want to know in the Quran how many times Allah mentions Adam by name? The name of Adam, do people want to know how many times it is mentioned in the Quran? This is why I said you should probably should take some notes as I'm talking here. Sisters and brothers, do you want to know how many times Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the name of Adam in the Quran? Do you want to know? Diane? Shahnaz, Mu'nisa, and Yasmin. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions name Adam in the Quran is mentioned 25 times in the Quran. So before the creation of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a conversation, you know, so some sort of a dialogue, you know, between him and the angels. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. الله أكبر. Right? Hold on. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. And your Lord, and Allah Azza wa Jal, told the angels, I shall put in this earth a vicegerent. A vicegerent on earth. Khalifa. Then the angels, they said, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا? Are you going to bring in it someone who's going to cause mischief in it? وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ? And to cause, you know, bloodshed in it? Bloodshed? How? Why the angels are saying to Allah Azza wa Jal, well, Allah, are you going to bring in it or create in it someone who's going to create, you know, cause mischief, corruption, and bloodshed? Why the angels are saying this? How did they know? How would they to know someone's going to create bloodshed on earth? How did they know that someone's going to create corruption on earth? How? Because they ask, and they're saying, oh Allah, and we are praising you. Yani, have we any shortcomings in terms of praising you? Haven't we not praised you enough? Haven't we not, you know, invoked you enough? Haven't we not glorified you enough? Yes, Baraka Arts. The bloodshed from the jinn. Yes, Shazia. By the way, I want to introduce all of you to Sister Baraka Hearts. I don't know her name. But her name is, I know Baraka Hearts. She is the one, Jazahallah Khair, who's gonna, inshallah ta'ala, give us these, the prizes. The prizes that I mentioned, you know, yesterday. You know, I said in this series, we will have prizes, inshallah ta'ala. You know, she will make very customized prizes for us. Canvases And what other than canvases? She said she's going to make canvases. What else? Remind me, Sister Mu'nisa, what she's going to make for us. Those prices, you know, for those who will the winners for my, you know, quizzes. The winners for the quizzes. She will make canvases, and she will make what else? Bookmarks. Jazallah khair. So go follow her. Barakah hearts. Jazallah khair. She has offered, you know, to give us some bookmarks customized and canvases customized, inshallah ta'ala. Some with the names of Allah. She will choose, but the bookmarks will have, depending on the winners, they will choose the name of their favorite prophet and will customize it for them. So this is for coming from Sister Baraka Hearts. I don't know her name again, but her name is Baraka. She's Baraka. Anyways, brothers and sisters, as I said here, Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling that, you know, in that conversation, I'm sending a vicegerent on earth. And this is in Surah Al-Baqarah. So the angels are just, you know, asking, oh Allah, have we done anything wrong? Aren't we praising you enough? Aren't we, you know, glorifying you enough? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He says, I know which you do not know. I know which you do not know. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered the angels to get him some earth. So they got some earth from the south, they got some earth from the north, they got some earth from the east, they got some earth from the west. Yani they got earth that's like kind of brown, they got earth that is kind of black, they got earth that is kind of like white, they got earth that's like soft, they got earth that's hard, they got earth that's they got different types of earth, subhanallah. And with that different types of earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his will molded Adam alayhi salam. This is why the son of Adam, amongst them is the black, amongst them is the white, amongst them is the brown, amongst them those who are soft, amongst them those who are harsh, amongst them those who are tough, because of the earth. When Allah Azza wa Jalla created Adam alayhi salam. So Allah created Adam, right, from sticky clay. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ. In Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we created Adam out of clay, from an altered black mud. Black mud, yani sticky mud, clay. And when Adam was created, sisters and brothers, imagine this. When Adam was created, his height was 60 meters long. His height was 60 meters long. And his width is 7 meters wide. You want a picture Adam? You can picture it in your mind. Adam is fine. You can picture the creation of Adam. Adam, when Adam was created, you know, his height was 60 meters long and his width was 7 meters high. Yani width. The width, 7 meters by 60 meters. This is, you know, our father Adam alayhi salam. But Allah Azza wa Jalla did not blow his soul onto him. In Sahih Muslim, the hadith that the Prophet Muhammad says, when Adam was created, مَا نَفَخَ فِيهِ الرُّوحِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not blow his soul onto him. He kept him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned Adam alayhi salam in paradise, he left him as is. He left him. He did not blow his soul onto him. He left him subhanahu wa ta'ala as is. So here's what happened, sisters and brothers. Listen to what happened. Because all of us used to have that height, by the way, huh? All of us used to have that height, the height of Adam alayhi salam, 60 meters long. And in Jannah, as I mentioned during the other series, the end of time series, when we go back to Jannah, inshallah, all of us will have the height of Adam alayhi salam, 60 meters long. So when Allah fashioned Adam in paradise, he left him as is, from a pot, clay, and he's just sitting, standing. So Iblis, Shaitan, started roaming around him to see what actually that was. He started roaming around him, Shaitan, Iblis, roaming around Adam. But Adam isn't moving. Adam isn't moving. So Shaitan is roaming around him. When he found him hollow, because you see, it's like a pot. When you hear the pot, you hear cling, 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 you know, pot. So when he found him, he was hollow from within. He recognized that he has been created with a disposition that he would not have any control over himself. Shaitan. This hadith, by the way, sahih. When Allah created, you know, and fashioned Adam, he did not blow his soul into him. So he's from clay. And then Shaitan started roaming around him. And then as he found him hollow from within, he recognized that he has been created, yani Adam, with a disposition for something really important, that he would not have any control over him or over himself, yani Adam, the son of Adam. فَمَكَثَ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. He stayed without ruh. Listen to this. He stayed without ruh, without soul, for 40 days. Adam, when he was created, he stayed without soul for 40 days. So this is, you know, and that was an opportunity for Shaitan, Iblis at the time, to start roaming around him. And then look what Shaitan used to do. Shaitan used to roam around him. He used to come in from his mouth and come out from his behind. He's from smoke. Shaitan, Iblis from smoke. So he would come in from his mouth, come out from his behind, and then he will hit him. Bim! He will hit him. Bim! فَكَانَ إِبْلِيس يَأْتِيهِ فَيَضْرِبُهُ. So Iblis used to come and he used to hit Adam alayhi salam. And when he used to hit him, you will hear the sound of that pot. Click, cling, cling, you know, because it's hollow from inside. So he used to hit him. And then he used to say, Shaitan, if I'm given power over you, I would destroy you. Look, Iblis hated Adam before Adam was even, you know, created, like soul onto him. Before the soul was blown into him, Iblis hated Adam, alayhi salam. And he said, if I'm given any power over him, over you, I shall destroy you. I shall destroy you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blows his soul onto him. إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن طِينٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِن رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. When I blow my, you know, soul onto him, make sujood to him. This is the instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the angels. I'm going to create this Adam. When I blow my soul onto him, make sujood to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started blowing the soul onto Adam. Slowly, slowly. Listen to this, sister. Brothers, listen very, very carefully. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started blowing the soul onto Adam alayhi salam. So the soul entered Adam. And then it, you know, from slowly, slowly, slowly entered until it reached his head. So when it reached his head to his nose, he sneezed. Adam sneezed. Now he's becoming alive. Nothing is moving though. Nothing is moving. Other than his head, nothing is moving because the soul is only has reached up to his nose. So he sneezed. Once he sneezed, brothers and sisters, the angels told him, say Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. The angels told Adam, say Alhamdulillah. So Adam said, Alhamdulillah. Allah replied, Yarhamuka Allah. Allahu Akbar. Our Father, when he was created, the first thing he said, Alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arhamah, showed mercy upon him before, again, his creation, fully. He says, Yarhamukallah. Yarhamukallah. Qabla the ruh, again, the soul hasn't even reached his belly yet, has not reached his legs, his arms, up to his nose. He said, Alhamdulillah, to his mouth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yarhamukallah. And then slowly, 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 the soul started reaching, you know, more and more. The eyes, he's looking because he's in Jannah. He's looking and he wants, this is great, this is amazing. This, you know, he's already looking at Jannah, but he can't move. So, and then slowly, before the soul reaches his legs, he wanted to go and eat from Jannah, eat from the trees of Jannah. Before the soul reaches his legs, he can't move, but because he's looking at Jannah, he wants to move. خلق الإنسان من عجل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 37, خلق الإنسان من عجل. This insan is created from haste. We are always hasty. Before the soul reaches his feet, he wants to move, because we're created from, you know, in haste. And then he waited until the soul has fully completed in his body. Brothers and sisters, when the soul reached the full body, another conversation happened between Adam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, and then the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam when he created him, the first thing he told him, Adam, you see those angels there? Go and say salam to them. The language was Arabic. Allahu Akbar. The language was Arabic in Jannah. And the language, when we go to Jannah, inshallah, it will be in Arabic. So it was not Urdu or Chinese, with all the respect. It was not Rifia, Layla and Nawal and Yasin Rais and Khadija. The language was not Rifia. The language was not English. It was not Urdu. It was not Bengali or Bengali or Bengali. It was Arabic. So Allah Azza wa Jalla told Adam, go to these angels and tell them, Assalamu alaykum. So Adam went to them and he said, Assalamu alaykum. So the angels replied, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam a few things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam a few things, and came that amazing, amazing conversation that happened between the angels and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Adam in Jannah, he will feel lonely. He will feel lonely. So he will need some companionship, right? Don't you feel lonely? Don't you feel lonely, Arif? Don't you feel lonely? I don't know who else feels lonely. Don't you feel lonely? In Jannah, he started feeling lonely. He has everything, but Allah knew, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then something will happen. And then he will be sent down to earth. And after he will be sent down to earth, a new creation will happen. A new life will happen. I call it Adam's family. I call it Adam's family. You know what I'm talking about? Adam's family. Some of you know this Adam family. We call it Adam family. Inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we'll be talking about Adam's family. Inshallah ta'ala. Before Adam's family, we'll be talking about that conversation that happened between the angels and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and between Adam as well, alayhi salam. Amazing. And then Adam, you know, as he will be sitting and sleeping, he will wake up. As he wakes up, he will find somebody next to him. He will find somebody. No. He will find somebody. Yeah. Not somebody. Somebody is male. He will find somebody, yeah, next to him. Somebody sounds more feminine. You know, somebody, yeah, sounds feminine. It's Arabiya. Somebody, yeah. So Adam will be sleeping. He wakes up and then he will find, not somebody, he will find somebody, yeah, next to him. Who is that somebody, yeah? Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk more about that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah reward you. Jazakum Allah khair, sisters and brothers. Thank you all. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Lula Robe. Thank you, Nadia Nadim. All the guys and sisters and brothers on Facebook. Diane, Keen. Thank you, Bav Ali. Thank you, Munazza. Thank you, Yasin Rice, for joining. May Allah bless you. Thank you, Baraka. Thank you, Yashmin. Thank you all. Thank you, Layla, for joining. You know, Zakla Khair again. And for participating, Nadu. By the way, there will be a prize for those who participate, huh? because I have many prizes. And one of the prize will be for those who participate the most. I will pick them, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you, Munazza. Thank you, Nawal. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you, Shazia. Thank you, Arif. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you, Humaira. Thank you, Saadia Khan. Thank you, Naseema. All of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, may Allah bless you all. Thank you, Shazia and Humaira. Barakallahu feekum. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Huh? Humaira, thank you so much. Kareema, ya hala Kareema. Wain mkhab'a? Wain? Fain mkhab'a? Fain? Fain mkhab'a Kareema? Barakallahu feekum. Thank you so much. Jazakum Allah khair. Yasin Rice. Thank you so much. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allah khair. Facebook. Assalamu alaikum. Matla. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Hanifa Catherine. Jazakum Allah khair for joining. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.